Good evening, Storm Watchers. Scoops Djokovic here, along with my eminent host, Chip Merriweather. Chip, it's been a hell of an offseason. How the hell are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Scoops. How are you? Are you still in a jar?
No. Big news. My head has become attached.
That is fantastic. Much like we are very attached to you as co-host of this show.
Wow. Great segue. You've been working on that one all winter long. All right. Now, we missed a few games. It doesn't matter. Here's where we stand. The Storm are... What's our record? I have no idea.
3-1?
Sure, sounds good. But off to game 5. Sunday, first game of a doubleheader against those pesky isotopes. They make great shoes. Or is it gloves? No, that's Isotoner. Sorry, my bad. My bad. All right, Chip, tell us where we're at.
All right, well, it was a fun game for Storm on the bases, and that started pretty early on. In the bottom of the first, Sam didn't advance on an overthrow when they tried to get Al at third base. Then he didn't score on the next hit, and then the inning ended. But in hindsight, that error was much smaller than many of the other base-running errors, like the ones that happened in the bottom of the second. When Mills, being late, meant he was running behind Brian. To help things out...
Not running behind Brian.
Well, Storm decided to courtesy for Brian with Brad.
Oh, that speedster? My God, he's lightning quick.
Right?
Greased lightning.
Greased lightning. And it turns out that he was just fine. It was Duran and Lance who decided to attempt to run Storm out of the inning. After saying he was trying to break the doubles record this season, Duran decided to push his double for a triple, only to discover that Lance was still at third.
Wah, wah.
They then threw behind Duran, who went towards third. When they went through to third, he turned around. When they threw back to second, Lance decided to try to score, which was a good idea in theory, but Duran got out quickly and they threw home for the 7-4-6-5-2 double play.
My God, bless you. Would you do all that in one breath? Say that one again. Give me that play again in the numbers.
Oh, okay. 7-4-6-5-2 double play.
That's nice work.
Ah, there we go.
On we go.
Yes, now, some good defense did come out of this game. In the top of the fifth, Brad made some nice scoops at second base.
There's no connection with that. That's just a coincidence.
In the bottom of the fifth, however, after his nice plays, Brad ran past second and had them throw behind him because apparently he had not watched the Duran debacle in the previous inning. Now, the running into trouble did not only happen on offense, it also happened on defense. When in the top of the sixth, Jeff ran into Al charging into field a ground ball. He lived up to the nickname Tank Engine by knocking Al over.
Well, but.
But.
The Stanfield wall.
Well, yes. Both players got up. But Jeff played the rest of the game as a reverse Zoolander.
Now, I just want to jump in. I swear, I mean, Al was retired, then came back, and I swear when he was down on the ground, I heard an old woman say, "I've fallen, and I can't get up."
In the bottom of the sixth, Duran wanted to make sure he avoided any more base-running blunders by hitting a solo home run. The top of the seventh featured some irony. We'll have to see that in print to get the full joke. As Brad, who had made some scoops the previous inning with one contact lens, after receiving the second contact lens, proceeded to miss the next ground ball that he fielded.
It was more of a boot than a scoot.
It was a boot.
Scoop.
It looked like he was actually trying to play soccer.
A boot scoop.
Which makes sense because his daughter was here and he was probably thinking of soccer.
Far too much pressure. Far too much pressure for that young man.
Yes. Anyway, it didn't matter as Storm was able to shut the door and hold on to the victory over the isotopes.
There's got to be some really good nuclear pun or atom pun or protonic pun with the isotopes.
I feel like we've used those before.
You know what? I've got it.
Yes.
Isotopes. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. Oh, crap. No, that's the gloves again.
Well, this has been...
Free OJ.
This has been your first feature of Storm Watch.
Casty Watch. With Scoops Djokovic and...
Chip Merriweather.
Ooh,